Hello, it's the 2nd of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Fraud and misuse across Bedford Borough were the focus on a report submitted to the Council's Audit Committee. The document highlighted fraud as it relates to social housing, council tax, business rates and the misuse of blue disabled parking badges. The Council's anti-fraud strategy seeks to address fraudulent activity in those areas. Anti-fraud team, made up of four persons, when asked to justify their existence, pointed to the £300,000 in savings made to the Council. Assistant Chief Executive for Enabling Services, Andy Watkins, stated, "Some of that income, it reflects itself in a higher council tax year because that increases the tax base. Result of the current anti-fraud strategy will be reported in March 2022. The new Bedford High Street has now officially reopened and just in time for Christmas. Changes include new wider tree-lined sidewalks for pedestrians and a single traffic lane for motorists. A 12-year-old boy from Bedford has been left shaken following a robbery attempt. A man approached the boy as he made his way to school in Putnow around 8:30 on Monday morning. The man demanded money, then shoved the boy against a lamppost, snatched his bag and searched through it. When he found nothing, he fled the scene. Police are appealing for witnesses. Hackamount is a natural multivitamin company started by Bedford resident Josh Jackson during what he calls the boredom of lockdown. Josh has grown the company to a point where he's now ready to accept external investment. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.